This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military has finished recovering debris from the balloon from China shot down off the South Carolina coast. AP's Ed Donahue with more.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says analysis of what was found so far reinforces the conclusion this was a Chinese spy balloon. Key questions about the balloon's debris remain unanswered.
It's a significant amount, including the payload structure as well as some of the electronics and the optics. And all that's now at the FBI laboratory in Quantico. They're analyzing it. They're looking at it.
The questions include what, if any, intelligence the balloon was able to collect as it flew over sensitive military sites in the U.S. and whether it was able to transmit anything back to China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is now urging allies to quicken their military support for Ukraine, warning at a major international security conference that the delays would play into Russia's hand as the invasion approaches its first anniversary, telling the Munich Security Conference in Germany there is no alternative to speed. Meanwhile, American filmmaker Sean Paul and his co-director Aaron Kampf-Kaufman premiere their new film, Superpower, at Berlin.
I want to certainly thank Carlo, the Berlin Film Festival, for having our film and for being so respectful of the Ukrainians that are fighting a fight on all of our behalf.
The documentary feature is a profile of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and was filmed as Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine a year ago. The premiere came a day after Ukrainian President Zelensky appeared at the festival's opening ceremony via video link, urging filmmakers to take sides in what he termed a battle between freedom and tyranny. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Police in Bulgaria on Friday discovered an abandoned truck containing the bodies of 18 migrants who appeared to have suffered suffocated to death. The Interior Ministry said that, according to initial information, the truck was carrying about 40 migrants, and the survivors were taken to nearby hospitals for emergency treatment. Bulgarian health minister said most of the survivors were in a very bad condition. 2 weeks after tropical cyclone Chinesso devastated Madagascar, leaving 30 dead, the Indian Ocean island nation and its neighbors have been bracing for a more powerful cyclone, Freddy. Freddy has gained strength in the past 24 hours, putting the smaller islands on high alert, so it's expected to cause flooding by Sunday and Monday. Freddy is expected to make landfall early next week, which the equivalent strength of the Category 5 hurricane, the mainland Africa coast. Nations of Mozambique, South Africa, alongside Malawi, Zambia, Botswana, and Zimbabwe, were on high alert for heavy rises in rains and thunderstorms from Friday and the from Freddy in the coming week. Five former Memphis police officers pleaded not guilty Friday to second-degree murder and other charges to the violent arrest and the death of Tyree Nichols, with his mother saying afterward that none of them would occur in the eye in court. A Louisiana city has settled a wrongful arrest lawsuit filed by protections and protesters to a 2016 deadly police shooting of a black man. Details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The city of Baton Rouge will pay a $1.17 million settlement to 14 people who accused local law enforcement of using excessive force and violating their First Amendment rights at a protest over Alton Sterling's death in 2016. The plaintiffs say they were wrongly arrested. Two of the 14 were identified as journalists. There were widespread protests over the shooting of Sterling, who was shot six times by a white Baton Rouge officer outside a convenience store. It was recorded on cell phone video. The officer was never charged. In 2021, the Metro Council approved a $4.5 million settlement to Sterling's children. I'm Norman Hall.
And recapping our top story, the U.S. military has finished recovering debris from the balloon from China shot down off the South Carolina coast. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.